Father, we bless your name this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We honor you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We give all the glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Lord, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. You are God, and you are God alone. For there is none beside you, for there is none like unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. We say you are God, and you are God forever. Blessed be your name. Thank you, righteous Father. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. And Lord, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless our day in the name of Jesus, that your mercy will speak over us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of December 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Today, the third day of the new month, I want you to appreciate the Lord for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I want you to declare that in the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord. The scripture says, fire go before the Lord and consume his enemy round about him. The fire of the Lord goes ahead of me today. The fire of the Lord goes with me today and consume every appearances of evil in my day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate blessing over my day today. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I prophesy blessing, I prophesy favor, I prophesy the mercy of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I overturn every evil agenda that is lined into this day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every form of evil that is programmed into my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I pull down by the fire of Holy Ghost every altar that is raised to stand against me. I pull you down today in the name of Jesus. Every demonic arrangement in this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic schedule for this day over my life, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic establishment that is transmitted into my day from the dream, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Today you are a fresh day. You are a day that the Lord has made for me. I am rejoicing in you. You are not a day to recycle evil event for me. Today you are not a continuance of evil of yesterday. You are a new day that the Lord has made. I walk through you triumphant in the name of Jesus. The Lord has said he will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Today I receive the provision of the Lord. Today I align myself, I align my day with God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. Oh, my heaven is open today in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that no weapon that is put together against me shall prosper. And I declare that every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Every tongue that speaks evil concerning me continuously, in the name of Jesus, I condemn the mouth and I declare that their words betray them. Their words turn around and begin to follow them. As for me, it is declared of me as I walk through this day. Oh, the scripture says, as I go from one place to the other today, he suffer no man to do me evil. He rebuke kings because of me, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. For this is my heritage this day. I am secured in good things. I am secured by the blood of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord stand for me today. The mercy of the Lord speak for me today in the name of Jesus. Any evil expression that is hidden in this day, you are cancelled by the fire of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, every expression of vengeance over me is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Today I walk in mercy. I walk by mercy. The mercy of the Lord walk before me in the name of Jesus. As I go today, I carry the presence of God. I go with the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the hand of the Lord is upon me The mercy of the Lord is upon me. I stand on his word today. I declare I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every expression, evil expression that is in this day, expressions of death, of evil, of vengeance over my life. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, the Lord has said that he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Today, as I go, I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Oh, the hand of the Lord carry me through this day. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The Lord grant me speed and accuracy in the name of Jesus. My day, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I say it again. My day, this day, Wednesday, 3rd December 2025, you are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I speak mercy into you. I speak goodness into you. I speak blessing into you. I speak grace into you. I speak provision into you in the name of Jesus. I speak alignment with the provision of God into you in the name of Jesus. I speak blessing into you. Oh, I speak to you this day. My source of blessing will never dry in the name of Jesus. The veil is removed. I am not seated in the corners of darkness, in the corners of death, in the corners of poverty, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Oh, my gates of blessing is open continuously in the name of Jesus. I declare this morning over my day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to quickly pray for this nation. Lift up your voice and ask for the mercy of the Lord upon Nigeria. Ask for the mercy of the Lord upon this nation, that the Lord will have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will overturn every decisions of the enemy, every plan of the evil ones, that the Lord will overturn them in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our voice. We ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for mercy. We declare, Lord, we overturn every evil agenda of the enemy concerning this nation, concerning every region of this nation, the northern region, the western region, the southern region, every region of this nation, every plan of the enemy concerning this nation, in the name of Jesus, we cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Father, we declare that your mercy will speak for us in this nation. Oh Lord, remember this nation, oh God, by mercy, in the name of Jesus. Father, you arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. Arise and fight for the cause of the gospel. Arise, oh God, and fight for us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we declare your mercy upon this nation, upon the government, upon the people, upon our land and our borders, upon our resources and our health. Lord, mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, like I said yesterday, that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Remember, we picked a verse from our anchor scripture, which is Psalm 23. I want us to read Psalm 23. We are going to go back to the verse that we spoke about yesterday. Psalm 23 from verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of his righteousness, for his name's sake. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want us to go back to that verse 4. That is where we began speaking about yesterday. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, what we spoke about yesterday was the word is rod and his staff. And by the grace of God, if you listen to the podcast yesterday, you will see how we've been able to explain what the rod stands for and what the staff also stand for. I told you yesterday that the rod is a symbol of authority, a symbol of protection, a symbol of defense. It's like God's authority over your life. It's an authority of protection. The Lord is ready to defend you at all time. When the shepherd holds the rod, a rod is to protect the sheep, to protect the flock from the attack of wild animals. And you know that verse 1 of this Psalm 23, the scripture says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, is the shepherd of your soul. So the Lord is standing with you at every junction of your life. The scripture says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, listen to me, dearly beloved, I don't know the situation that you are in right now. The scripture is saying that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know this, you are my shepherd, you are with me. You are in the valley of the shadow of death. As you walk through that valley, the Lord is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. The rod is meant for the enemy to defend you, to fight for you, to defend you, to send away the wild animals, to defend you so that they will not consume you. Even though the fire arises and it rages against you, that it will not consume you. Even though the water, the storm is stirs up, beating hard into your ship, it will not consume you, for the Lord is with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. The staff is there with you to comfort you. It means the Holy Spirit is right there to comfort you, to prepare a table before you right in the middle of the shadow of death. He's right there to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The Lord is with you at all time, and you can boldly say, I am a child of God, and as a child of God, I can rest easy. When I go through the eye of the needle, when I pass through the eye of the needle, I can rest easy. Oh, when I go through the storm, for you are with me, for the Lord is with me. Even when I go through the storm, the Lord is with me. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. His rod, a weapon in the hand of the shepherd to care for me, to defend me, to protect me from all evil. For the Lord is with me. His rod is right there. The Lord is with me, defending me, fighting for my cause. Beloved, when you walk down the alley of life and the way is lonely and dark because you are standing with the Lord in righteousness, this is the word of the Lord for you. Fear no evil, for the Lord your God is with you. Your rod, his rod and his staff, they comfort you. Dearly beloved, the Lord will guide you. He will fight for you. He will defend you. He will protect you always. The Lord will defend you. He will fight off the enemies on your behalf. Oh, and with his staff, he will guide you, rescue you from danger, pull you closer to him. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Remember, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. Read that verse 4 today as you go. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The Lord be with you in the name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord go with you as you go out today in Jesus' name. Beloved, let me remind you the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. And let me say this to you. The shepherd cares for the flock. If you want to enjoy the benefit of his rod and his staff, you want to enjoy the benefit of his defense, protection, and guidance, join the fold. Come to the Lord Jesus today. He is the Lord, is your shepherd. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is the one that can give you the peace that you want, the everlasting peace that you desire, is with the Lord Jesus. The Lord bless you as you decide to come to him today. It is well with you. Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.